Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. At a news conference this morning, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts offered a word of caution about containing the spread of COVID-19. After 18 weeks of falling hospitalizations, Nebraska is seeing an increase. Ricketts says there is more virus out in the community and reminded Nebraskans to avoid the three C's: closed spaces, crowded places, and close contact. All three Siouxland states opened up COVID-19 vaccinations to most eligible adults this week, but some Iowans say they do not want to get vaccinated. According to a poll by the Des Moines Register last month, 27% of Iowans said that they do not plan on getting the vaccine. That rate is similar to national numbers. Today, Siouxland District Health says there are still appointments available for clinics this week. That's according to a post on social media. An online portal shows openings for this Thursday, April 8th at the Siouxland Expo Center in Sioux City. The Iowa Department of Public Health reported no new deaths on Monday due to complications of COVID-19. Yesterday, the state added 68 deaths for a total of 5,822 deaths. The average positivity rate is on the way up, including Woodbury County, where the 14-day test positivity rate is 7.1%. That's up almost 0.5% in 1 week. There are 201 hospitalized patients with the virus in the state of Iowa, with 18 with COVID being treated at Sioux City's two medical facilities. Siouxland District Health added 10 new cases today. They advise people to mask up, keep their distance, wash their hands, stay home when sick, and avoid crowds and get vaccinated. Statewide, almost 663,000 Iowans have been fully vaccinated. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.